All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. Speaking of air conditioning units, when you buy one of those or a refrigerator or any other major appliance for your home, you look for that Energy Star sticker. Well, no more. That, according to the budget proposed by the Trump administration, that severely cuts the EPA budget and ends the Energy Star program. Joining us right now is the National Resources Defense Council Legislative Director for Energy and Transportation Program, Elizabeth Knoll. Elizabeth, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul.
Were you surprised when you heard that the cuts to the EPA were so deep that they wanted to do away with the Energy Star program?
Yes, I think it was really, really surprising and quite troubling when you see the deep cuts to some of these really important programs like the Energy Star program. And many others across many of the agencies. These programs have wide support from businesses and consumers. They're well understood and recognized. And it was just really troubling to see that that was what the administration was proposing.
I mean, obviously, we're all fairly aware of what the Energy Star program is, but just kind of help us understand how programs like this help consumers and businesses alike.
Right. So the Energy Star program, which is managed and run by the Environmental Protection Agency, this is a voluntary labeling program. And this is the blue and white label that we see on products that helps individuals and helps businesses identify more efficient appliances, equipment, buildings, homes. And these label is a symbol that says, I know I can be sure that this product is going to help me save energy. So for every dollar that I spend on energy efficiency through Energy Star, I'm likely to save on average about $4.50 on my energy bill and prevent carbon emissions, prevent unnecessary waste in energy, and really help me save my money on my energy bill.
I guess I'm a little confused as to how doing away with that program is going to save the government money. Was that an expensive program for the government to run?
It's one of the, it's a $50 million program, which is just, very, very small in the grand scheme of things. And what is really funny is that this $50 million program saves $34 billion with a B on annual consumer and business savings. So this is just a huge return on investment when you think about the investment of $50 million that returns $34 billion. Just a small investment in helping to ensure that these products are actually what they say they are. So this is helping in testing and helping in setting specifications. So very small investment from the taxpayers to return huge in the long run.
So what are we going to do without the Energy Star program? What's likely to happen now?
I think it's our job to say no. I mean, we have, seen a tremendous amount of pushback. There was a letter that was sent to members of Congress that had 1,100 signatures from businesses and stakeholders saying no, that this is not okay. I think it's incredibly important that this program stays within the federal government because the ability for them to set unbiased specifications and to be able to test those products. One of the things that EPA does is they'll take products off the shelf and randomly spot check to make sure that the customers are getting what they're buying. And I think that's a really important role that the federal government continue to play and why it's so important that we protect this program and protect it from being eliminated.
It is summer. It got hot around here real quick this past weekend, so we're into hot, muggy weather season. What kind of energy saving tips? Do you have any energy saving tips for us?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things you can do. I think starting off with just simple measures. You can turn your air conditioning up when you leave the house, or you could invest in a programmable thermostat that helps you do that without having to remember to do that every time you leave. You can also, just do simple things like invest in a ceiling fan. Ceiling fans can really help on days that just to move the air around and cool you off without having to, for just a very small investment. So there's a lot of little things that you can do to help to save energy and to keep yourself cool as it gets hotter and hotter.
Indeed, we need to do that for sure. Elizabeth, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Great, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.